Please join me in prayer in regard to our message this day. Holy Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Christians are supposed to speak up for God, aren't they? But more and more today, we hear words critical of God. We hear words hard to hear, harsh words spoken against God. Maybe even you or I, in a weak moment, have spoken a hard word against God. So we don't like the way things are going. It seems that all over our culture these days, there are people, more and more people, who seek to be independent of God and are giving up on Him. The Lord speaks to us through His prophet Malachi today. Malachi, who God called my messenger, is generally believed to be the last Old Testament prophet before John the Baptist. He lived about 430 years before Jesus was born. And it's sort of fitting that we speak of the last Old Testament prophet on this, the last Sunday of the church year, which is also called Christ the King Sunday. And we learn that what is going on in our society today is nothing new. The people of Malachi's day, many of whom were supposed to be God's people, were saying all sorts of harsh words. They said things like this: "It is vain to serve God. What is the profit of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape." Do you understand what they were saying? Let's put it in our words today. In other words, God doesn't care about us. We're supposedly His people, but we don't get any better deal than the people who ignore Him and get what they want. They don't get punished. They get off scot-free. Are we wasting our time being people of God? How did God respond to these hard words and complaints? Well, let's check what Malachi says. Malachi reports that not everybody was talking that way. There were those who feared the Lord, and they were talking with each other, and the Lord heard them. He paid attention, and He caused a book of remembrance to be written before Him. It's not that the Lord had forgotten, but He had this book of remembrance written so that all could see He hadn't forgotten. God remembers the covenants, the agreements that He makes with people. He knows who His people are and remembers them. We are in His hand. And no matter what happens, God does not want us to dismay. God keeps His promises. He is the promise keeper. Now, how do we know that God keeps His promises? And that's because we have our own book of remembrance, the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God. And it includes all sorts of promises that God has made and fulfilled. He promised Abraham would be the father of many nations. And today, the descendants of Abraham are all over the world. He promised Abraham that his wife Sarah, who was well past the age of bearing children, would have a child. And she did. And the family tree that resulted is listed in the Bible for us. He promised through his prophet Isaiah that he would send someone to deliver us. Someone who would be pierced for our transgressions. Who would justify many. Who would bear their sins. And that came about, just to name a few of his promises. You may recall that I have told you before, I have a book that lists over 100 promises about Jesus Christ, which he has fulfilled in history. So it is quite appropriate that on this, the last Sunday of the church year, in the book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, that God gave his last word to Israel before the fulfillment of his greatest promise. What was his greatest promise? Well, it was that God was going to come again in the person of Jesus Christ, in the person of a promised baby of Bethlehem. The thing is, this wasn't going to happen until about 400 more years of waiting. God has this entire history of the world planned out. What God's Word says is going to happen, but we have to be more patient than we want to be. It happens on God's timetable, not on our timetable. And sometimes when things are going wrong in our lives, or in the lives of others we love or care about, we are tempted to use harsh words, hard words against God, and think it doesn't make much difference whether you're following God or not following Him, when things are not going to our liking. And going out and visiting people, and we have several people going through severe problems in our congregation now. And we have others that you probably don't know about, that it's more private in their personal lives. And one of the questions the pastor sometimes hears is, how can God let this happen to me? Doesn't He care about me? I've tried to be a good Christian. And then we look around and we see perfectly healthy evildoers going unpunished. And others who don't know the Lord doing better than us, we may be tempted to think, what's the use of following God? So today, through his prophet Malachi, God instructs us to look up from our own little world and continue to trust in Him, the promise keeper. Malachi reminds us to have a proper respect for God, to continue to repent of our sins, and to follow Him. In some weak moment, we should not speak against God or test Him by our disobedience, but rather when the going is tough, as I told a couple of our people this week, focus on the promises of God. Focus on the promises He has kept. And find joy no matter what your circumstances, in the promise He has given you of a glorious future. And let us remember the wonderful gospel shared with us in Malachi 3 this morning, a great example of gospel in the Old Testament. And it's been preserved for us also. The Lord pays attention to those who respect Him and cherish His name. And the Holy Scriptures reveal in several places that God considers us, His believers, to be His, quote, treasured possession, unquote. You heard these words read before. I'm just going to read a part of them. God says, quote, "They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them like a man spares his son who serves him. And you again will see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not." People, the day is coming when all accounts will be settled. And we, living at this time in history, see God in action even today in our church. For at our 11 o'clock service, we expect God to put His name on Lydia Lesniak Harper in baptism and bestow His forgiveness on her. By the power of His word, she will be united with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, as we were in our baptism. For God's word does not just convey information. His word does what it says. It will bring what it promises for Lydia, as it has for us all. So whatever your circumstances this morning, we may know about them or we may not, go out from this place knowing that you and I are God's treasured possession. Lift up your heads, for He has said He will remember us forever. In the name of Jesus, amen.